as a rugby player, you know, I think that a 6 month ban, you know, could be deemed excessive in a rugby term, but actually when you look at it as to what's happened, then I think there was so much call for him to have this length of ban, if not longer, then actually you know, it could be deemed as probably the right thing. But like I say, as a rugby player, for me, he can't be punished any more than he was by leaving the field Saturday and realizing the fact that in a grand final he let his teammates down, he let his club down, and he let the fans of his team down. So to me, whatever punishment really came, he's already feeling what I think is the worst punishment of all, and that's the letdown of his team. Bernie Flower is a friend of mine and will always be a friend of mine, so I know him, you know. And the thing is, people's actions sometimes, they don't understand, you know, the ferocity of a build-up to a final and kind of what the coach says to you and what the captain says to you and how much you want from that game, which doesn't justify his actions. But somehow, you know, as an ex-sportsman, I can see, you know, the kind of the ferociousness in it. And I think because so many people then from the outside who just saw an act of violence, which ultimately it was, don't see the other side of it. So everybody was calling for, you know, a year ban or a life ban or, you know, some kind of other ban. So I feel when there is a lot of pressure, then I think, you know, authorities, like most you know, powers that be, when they feel pressure, sometimes they have to go with that pressure. And, you know, for me, turning on, you know, the social media and turning on the news, then, you know, there's a lot of call for the actions to be a lot higher than what they would normally be for this act on a rugby field. I'm not defending him in any way, shape or form, because it was brutal. I think that, but again, as an ex-professional rugby player, rugby is brutal. You can't compare rugby to football or to cricket or to other team sports, because it's such a game fueled with combat. No way can I, or I'm sure Benny would never try to justify his actions. So, you know, hopefully, I really hope that, you know, this doesn't tarnish the rest of his life and the rest of his career, because it's one act of madness that definitely doesn't justify the person I know, and definitely doesn't justify the person that Ben Flower is. He will definitely learn from that experience and definitely become, I hope, not only a better player from it, but a better person, because I never saw Benny Flower being able to do this act. And I think because of the magnitude of the game and the magnitude of the experience he was in, then probably it was something that was way out of character for him. Well, you know, it's going to be very difficult, because, you know, ultimately nobody can say anything to make him feel any worse, because as an ultimate team game, which rugby union or rugby league is, then to lay your teammates down is the biggest, you know, fault you can do. So first of all, he has to kind of deal with that. But I think for him, probably a great option of you know, maybe using this experience and maybe giving it to the young generation, of using it as how not to act and how to overcome things like this. I think if he looks now to give something back, then, you know, public persona and public perception of him will hopefully see the real Benny Flower. So I think that through this, you know, I believe that through everything that comes, everything terrible that happens, there can always be something good from it. And I believe that that's something good that could come from it if Benny Flower chooses to use it to benefit other people, not copying his actions, but him showing children and the youth of how bad it was and how bad it made him feel, and his family, and how he let his teammates down. It's going to be difficult, because he's going to feel, you know, if he walks down the street of Cardiff, Manchester, London, he's going to feel like people are judging him on this one act because it has been so well publicised. So yeah, he does, you know, he does need redemption, and he does need to show, I say, to the people who are judging him, that this is not his character. because people judge very quickly. And unfortunately, like you said, this was such a publicized incident that he needs to publicly show that he's doing something, something to get something positive from something that was absolutely terrible.